Chapter 2 The Search for the Black Pearl. Two guards took Will Turner into Lord Beckett's office.
Are you going to free Elizabeth?
Will asked.
If you help me, I'll free her,
Beckett answered.
We want you to find Captain Sparrow. I want you to get something that belongs to him. You want the Black Pearl?
Will said. Beckett was surprised.
The Black Pearl? No, I want something that's smaller and much more important. Something that Sparrow carries at all times. A compass. Bring back the compass, then I will free Elizabeth.
Will Turner angrily left Beckett's office and went to Elizabeth's room in the prison building. Governor Swan followed him and heard them talking.
Jack's compass. Why does Beckett want that? His reason isn't important,
Will said.
I'll find Jack and bring him back to Port Royal. Then we'll both be free. How are you going to find him?
Elizabeth asked, worried. Her voice showed her fear.
Tortuga. I'll start there. I won't stop until I find him. Then I'll return and marry you.
Will Turner started his search immediately. He went to Tortuga because Jack often stayed there. It was the dirtiest port in the Caribbean, a place for drunken pirates who wanted adventures. When he arrived, Will saw a friend of Jack's, a woman with red hair and a red dress. Her name was Scarlet.
I haven't seen him for a month, Scarlet said angrily. When you find him, give him a message.
She lifted her hand and hit Will across the face.
I don't know about Jack, but there's a ship with black sails at an island south of here, said an old boatman. Give me some money and I'll take you to it.
The boatman took Will to the island, and there they found the Black Pearl on its side on the beach. The boatman refused to go closer, so Will jumped into the water. He swam to the beach and then, very wet, walked across to the ship. There was nobody there, but he found an old fire in the sand. The firewood was still warm. Jack was near.
Jack! Will shouted. Jack Sparrow! Mr. Gibbs!
He pulled out his sword and went into the forest. There, he noticed a small red bottle on the ground.
Gibbs, Will thought. That's his bottle.
He picked it up. A fishing line was tied to the bottle, and Will put his hand on it. Then, suddenly, he noticed two eyes in a tree and an arm that pulled the line hard. Will was pulled off his feet. As he hung by his leg from a tree, he saw a group of islanders. They had bite marks on their faces and bodies, and they were wearing bones around their necks. The islanders ran toward Will, and he kicked some of them to the ground with his free leg.
Come here and fight,
he shouted at one of the men. The man quickly shot a drug into Will's neck. Will stopped moving, and the men cut him down from the tree.